Talking with Marty Jarvis of B&R Stores. Marty, give me your title again, if you would.
I'm the Director of Marketing for Russ's Market and Super Saver.
Well, we're here at the Common Ground event here in Lincoln, a barbecue lunch, and an opportunity for folks in your business to sit down and talk with some of the Nebraska farm women who are part of this Common Ground group. I was going to ask you just, you know, what are some of the issues that you see with consumers right now as far as the food they consume? What are the top ones?
Well, historically, Nebraska's always been an agricultural state. In the last couple generations, there's been a separation with the main population centers and going away from the farm and not knowing how crops are raised or livestock are raised. And the questions vary greatly. So we think this event's important to get our store people to talk to people on the farm, find out what is actually going on, and so we're able to answer the questions or at least know the resource where we can go to find the answers to the questions.
So you think an effort like this to, I guess, connect the farmers with the folks that are selling their food is a good one?
Oh, it's very important. In our Russ's Market stores, we're doing a salute to Nebraska farm and ranch families throughout the summer, working with the different agricultural groups. And we've been doing a series of each week, either highlighting farm families or different types of agriculture, so that way we can bring that education to our customers.
When issues pop up, one of the more recent ones was lean, finely textured beef. Do you get quite a bit of feedback from consumers?
You know, when it first came out, we did. There was a lot of questions and a lot of misconceptions because of the popular name that the media used. But anymore, there's less chatter out there, but the questions now are, why did we get rid of it? It seems like such a waste. So the concern now is more about the price than it is about the realizing there was no safety issue, and it's gone back to an economic issue.
I'm sure with every consumer, you know, the concerns are different. You know, some it's food safety, some it's nutrition, and so it's kind of hard to say there's a one-size-fits-all answer to all of this, but as I go through a grocery store, I guess it seems like most consumers, I don't see them being terribly concerned about the food supply. I mean, I think most people realize that it's a safe supply and it's nutritious.
Right. The concerns, I mean, there is a variety of customers, and most people are just trying to get the money to feed their family in the most economic way, and they do trust the food supply.